Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord gave Psalms 91 and 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day.
Just keep hearing, I'm your refuge in the time of the storm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is still speaking. I know some people have families that may be in states that have become, results of the storm. And maybe there's some worry about some of your family members here or there. But God is saying not to worry. Glory to God. He's going to take care of our loved ones. So fret not yourself about it. Just give it all over to Him. Maybe somebody on the radio or something. We don't know who's listening, but God is trying to comfort us. In whatever area that there may be a struggle, it doesn't necessarily have to be terror. He's speaking now. It doesn't necessarily have to be sickness. It doesn't matter what it is. It's not God's will for us to feel pressure of the cares of this life. So God is comforting us through all the prophetic words that have gone forth and through what He's just spoken through me. So we just continuously be in prayer, trusting in Him, glory to God, because like even our families are connected to us. We are obeying God. We're walking in the pathway that He's chosen for us to walk. So because of our prayers, glory to God, a lot of our family members are being pulled out, glory to God, being covered by His blood, being protected, hallelujah. So God is saying, don't worry, glory to God. Take that cap off your head, glory to God. Step into the joy of the Lord. Trust Him, believe in Him, and rest in Him, glory to God. If you're going to pray, you must first believe. So when you believe and you pray, you must believe that I'll do what I said,
yes,
saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, that's the mic in the back. Hallelujah. But we're going to go ahead and continue with the service.
Amen.
And this is our time.
Amen.
For meet and greet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know you thought you just heard her voice. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and meet and greet one another.
Amen.
Love on one another.
Yes.
Encourage one another.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
Yes, Lord. Go ahead, Sherelle. Birthday? Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and continue with our service. And this is the service of testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if anyone has a testimony, we're going to go ahead and open up the mics for you and have you spill your testimony upon today. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and start first.
Amen.
Since I have the mic in hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. But I just praise God for his mercy and grace. Praise God for protection.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God for just keeping me from harm's way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we just had a good time when we went to, me and my wife went to Vegas.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very interesting vacation, but it was fun to you.
Amen.
I just thank God for not allowing us to be entangled in the things that goes on in Las Vegas. So we really didn't have a lot of desire for walking the strip, but we drove it. So that was, we were both was like, yeah, we just at the time, it was, you know, it was 107 degrees, too. I was like, we ain't doing that walking through today. You know, maybe I need deliverance passed out on the sidewalk. Healing. But I just thank the Lord for just giving us vision. I thank the Lord for just also giving us calmness for the planes, because I don't like planes, but I do it anyway. Hallelujah. The trip there was just so smooth.
Amen.
And the pilot was just so good because when he landed, my ears didn't hurt at all. You know how a lot of times your ears hurt when you come down, or some people it don't affect as much. But you can hear the little ring in mine, so it really does affect a lot. But when I landed in Nevada, I didn't get that effect at all. I don't know if it's the way the pilot knows how to land that plane or the atmosphere in that area, because sometimes the atmosphere is different. Mm-hmm, exactly. But, you know, we had a little turbulence on the way back, and all I had to do was just put in praise and worship.
Amen.
Take your mind away from the fear that the enemy tries to put into you. And fear is torment, so I don't like torment. So all I had to do was just praise and worship God. And then anytime you have some activity go on, it just takes your mind off all that. But I just thank God for a wonderful vacation we had. And it was uplifting to, you know, spend that time, because I'm always going a lot during the week because of my job. So it always keeps me busy, so we don't have that too much one-on-one time except for the short weekend we have. But I enjoy that week together we haven't had in a long time. So I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for my wife, my beautiful wife over there, Hallelujah. Praise God. So I just thank the Lord. So if anyone else has a testimony, the mic is open. And there's some wipes here for you.
While he said, wife, congratulations to the new wife in the house.
Yes.
I saw the pictures on Facebook. I said, yeah, what the wife? Jesus. Oh, my God. At work, my life just be like all over the place. Some days I feel like when it's been more than a week, I feel like it's been 2 weeks in one. Like, I'm like, Lord, what all have I done this week? But it's all good. It's all good. I know I'm laying a foundation right now, so it won't always be this hard. But I'm just grateful last week and we got to go home. To see my grandmother and my mom and everybody, and it was good. We went to a cousin's wedding, and I have not seen that side of the family. Some of them I have not seen, some of my cousins, since they were, like, really little, and they're, like, 24 and 25 now. So if it hadn't been for social media and us being able to see each other as we've grown up, when we walked in the room, they probably wouldn't know who I was. I would have known who they were, but they probably wouldn't have known who I was because they were, like, really young, like, not even Zaire's age. So it was just really good to sit and talk and laugh with them because y'all think I'm a fool. My whole family's got a problem. And we just really have a good time with my mom and my grandma. You know, you just notice when you hang around folks, it's like people are really getting older and they're slowing down, and it's like, God, I got to get more time. I got to start coming home more often, and I got to slow down. Like, here lately, I know I've been doing a lot at work, and so when it comes
to doing something on the side that I enjoy, I make myself stop. Since Caroline knows, every Sunday I got a deadline at 2 o'clock where I got to have some stuff turned in. And so I'm like, I feel like I'm racing against the clock. But I still went and I did my work and I turned it in about 2 o'clock when I was out of town. So I was still working. But God is good. God, I really feel a sense of joy where I am. I know I'm working harder than I have in a while. But it is well. I am still feeling fulfilled out of what I'm doing. And just being able to play. I play hard and I work hard. So I'm just enjoying life right now. And I love y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
We went to New York the past weekend to get certificates for the schooling, and it was just a blessing to see how many people were attending.
Amen.
Not only that, God kept us there and on the way back.
Amen.
And even while we were there, I was just blessed. God has moved in my life. I didn't even think that I was worthy of different things, but God has blessed me in different ways and in different realms. I'm just grateful. I'm so grateful for people in my life that He placed in my life. Amen. A new surrounding.
Yeah.
So it's just been a blessing from the New York family, from you guys, and then we have South Africa family. It's been growing. So it's just been a blessing. And learning, that's a blessing for me, learning the different things and watching your testimony touch somebody else. It was a blessing to see so many students there and hear their testimonies, and then some people relating to your testimony, and it just moves you. So I was just blessed for a safe travel there and home, even with traveling with Apostle, and he kept us on the plane. And see, I guess I'm goofy because I enjoy the plane for some reason. It's only my second time, but I enjoyed it. I'm like, wow, because I guess I'm at amazement. Just to see how God just moves in people.
Amen.
And then we flying above clouds and stuff. Just, I don't know. I guess I'm just goofy like that. I enjoyed it. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for being here. I thank God for all of you all. It's been a possible in her midst. I've just been at home. Everybody's been traveling. But I ain't just been sitting. I've been praying for everybody that's been traveling. Hallelujah. So thank God we connected. Now, glory to God. I thank God that you all made it there and back safely, and glad to see you all. And as Christina said, I love you, so I love you too. Thank the Lord for love. Congratulations to you. We know this. So grace be unto you and your marriage. Elder in the house, we got to learn how to give honor where honor really is due. Glory to God. So I just thank God for what He's doing. I thank God for, my testimony is God teaching me how to be a watchman. And it's beyond these four walls. So, even though I didn't travel like everybody else, I had a place at home where I could pray.
Amen.
So I thank God for that, because I don't take it lightly when you all travel, and we don't, hear from each other. It's important. So I'm thanking God for the work that He's yet doing in my children, because I pray for my children. I got an older son who's about to be 30. I got a daughter who's about to be 10, 20. No, she don't want to grow up. So. Thank God for her and just how God is working even in her life. And I'm seeing her, here and there start to go back to church. Like I said, you don't necessarily have to come where I go. She's grown now, but I'm like, go to church, you know?
Yeah.
So I thank God for that, and y'all continue praying for us, and my husband, too.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
I miss y'all. It's good to be back home. And good to be back in this atmosphere where it's just freedom, just to worship and praise God. And, yeah, that Vegas trip was interesting. I said, first and last. I don't want to do this no more. Now that the Lord sent us on the ministry assignment. And I was like, that song, don't believe the hype.
Right.
You know, but, yeah, it was an experience. I praise God for deliverance because I tell you that everything, like I say, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, as they say, because you could do any and everything there. It's all kind of crazy stuff up and down that strip. I dare not want to be on foot walking
Amen.
Up and down. I just want to look and be
right.
And then the minute when you get out, you know, I used to smoke a lot of weed. Praise God for deliverance.
Amen.
And I remember when I did it so often that I really enjoyed it, and I would say, if I ever just had a whole lot of money, I would just give me a whole lot of weed. I'm on the radio right now. But that's the mindset that I used to have. So I'm saying that I pray, cut up a shot. I praise God for deliverance because when you step off the plane, after you get out the airport, that's all you smell is weed.
Yeah, right.
Everywhere you go, weed, weed, weed. And it's like that because I didn't even know it was legal there.
Yeah.
Just like everything else. So, I mean, just think, if the Lord never delivered me and I was still in that mindset, all I would have had to do was just go to Vegas, and that would just be something I could do freely and not be hiding and doing it. So I just thank Him that I'm just not in that mindset anymore.
Amen.
And I pray for that spirit that's over that place and for those people that are there and the people that will be saved. And the opportunities that we have for witnessing, I'm glad that the Lord is teaching us how to step out and do it, and we had a gentleman that drove us to the movies, and he was talking. My husband asked him, did he have a church, and he's like, no, and he doesn't. He asked him, did he currently have a church home? He said, no, he doesn't go. And we got to talking, but and then it opened the door for the gentleman. He said how his mom goes to church and talks to him about it from time to time, but he said he didn't know the story in the Bible but it was, he's talking about the story of Moses when they had lifted up Moses' arm. And he said that he read that and he had an experience about it. Literally, he heard drums in his heart and just in the present. And he said it scared him. It really scared him. And we were just saying that, you know, it is necessary for you to give your life to the Lord, for you to serve God, you know, that He's coming back. And don't, you know, we just encourage Him in the Lord. And he said when he told his mother about it, she started laughing. And she's like, yeah, the Lord is drawing you, you know. So I just thank God for opportunities to be able to speak in people. The Bible says some plant, some water, but God is the one that gives the increase.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So that was a good time. We had a good time. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Piggyback off of her testimony.
It just amazes me how what the Lord, not the Lord, the world takes pleasure in versus kingdom folks. It's really not that funny. It's
right.
Not that fun.
Right.
But I'm grateful for it. Like you said, it smelled like weed when you got off the plane, when you all were able to talk to the man in the car on the way to the movies. It's amazing to me to hear the stories that people tell as far as why they are not where the Lord would have them to be and what's keeping them from getting there. And even the fact that he told his mother and she laughed, that could have did something to him, and she would not have known that she helped keep him out of the church just a little longer because it was a serious matter to him.
Wow.
So I got a friend of mine, he was telling me he's supposed to get ready to get baptized here soon because he's trying to get himself together. And he was like, I told my mom, and he was like, my mother got mad at me. And I said, why would she get mad? Because her bishop is not the one doing the baptizing. I said, it doesn't matter. I said, the fact that you want to go,
because you now understand it for real and it's not a game anymore. That you want to get have it done. I said, whenever you're ready, I'll come down. I said, me and my son will come down. And I said, if I got to come over there and talk to your mom, I said, I'll talk to her because I do know her a little bit. I said, but it just amazes me how people who have been in church for forever kind of take things lightly and they laugh it off when it's not really a laughing matter.
Right.
It's not a laughing matter at all. And sometimes that is what makes the difference.
Yeah.
And I'm digressing a little bit, but even the girls' trip, the movies, girls' trip, I thought it was just going to be hilarious because the commercial was, you know, gut-busting. I was rolling. But by the time I got to the movie and actually saw the movie for what it was, I wasn't impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And people know I like to laugh and I like to joke, but they was like, how could you say it's not funny? I said, because it's not. I said, because I don't indulge in those things. I said, so it's not funny to me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I said, this is what the world indulges in. I said, I don't take pleasure in this stuff. I said, so I didn't really get a kick out of it. But anyway, it's just a blessing that we get, you know, the Lord leads us. Because sometimes I know I feel like, well, Lord, what you want me to say to these people? I don't know. But sometimes it's just so simple. It's just a regular conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be anything deep, and that's what I've come to realize, because they just go talk to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just need you to go talk to them and not laugh.
Right.
Because everybody thinks it's – sometimes people think it's a joke. I think some people laugh because they don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the right emotion to display afterward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just grateful that the Lord has us all in a mature state.
Yes.
Now, and we can just kind of let our hair down in here and talk. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Let's give a hand praise to God. Hallelujah. It's great to hear all those testimonies. How God is moving. Hallelujah. But we're going to go ahead and continue and flow with the service.
Yeah.
This is the opportunity to give. So this is offering time. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let's get a little praise for offering.
Amen.
So we thank those that are listening to this broadcast. We thank those that have gave to this ministry from the past and also from into the future. Excuse me. Our address to this location is There Is a Way Out Ministry, and our address is 2538 West Washington Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46222, and the suite is 101. So the Lord leads you to give. It will be a blessing to this ministry. Hallelujah. And also have a scripture. From Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So let's go ahead and be obedient to what the God has led you to give in the name of Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Sister Caroline has a card reader. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and we have baskets here for the tithe and offering, and also we still collecting for the rent. So whatever you can give, it'll be a blessing. Hallelujah. Okay, and apostles has a special gift. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. You can come on down anytime you feel.
We also have our basket up here for apostle. It's second Sunday, which is the Sunday that we sow into her. So let's you know, just squeeze out a little bit more, shoe size, and, you know, just give her something.
Amen.
Muzzle not the ox. There's a scripture to support that. So let's just be obedient and honor her for the work of her hands.
Amen.
And what she does. Because we always have to remember that a workman is worthy of his hire. We need that prayer. She laid down for us. and she watches over us, protects us, even from each other sometimes, glory to God.
Unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to increase this house, Lord. Continue to bring your flock in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, saints. Let's give the Lord a hand praise in the house. Let's be excited upon today that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and bring up our dynamic ministers in the house, prophets in the house. Hallelujah. Then go ahead and bring forth the word of revelation, insight that God has for this house. So we're going to go ahead and get started with Sister Cassina.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I'm going to give the elders some time to get to the back. And I can prepare myself. This will be the first time I start a clock. I always forget everything. I'm about to be like 20 minutes. I'll be like, I don't even know what time it is. I don't know. I'm just nervous, Lord. So we're going to start the clock today. That's when we're going to start it off. We'll say, Apostle, I know my time on today. Amen. Oh, God.
Father God, we thank you for this time together, Lord God. We thank you for the word that is going to come forth, Lord God, out of my lips, Lord God. I pray that you would decrease me, Lord God, and that they would hear you, Lord God, that they would get a revelation from you, Lord God, that it will rest on their hearts, Lord God, and that it will permeate from there, Lord God, to their very, through their very being. In Jesus' name, we exalt your name, we glorify you, and we acknowledge you in all things and always. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the title that we have for the day is Jesus Did It Again.
Amen.
Jesus did it again. Jesus did that thing again. I said, well, Lord. I said, I'm about got heaven just thinking about it, Lord. And then he did it again.
Yeah.
I said, So when I think about that, it just it brings about other words that come to mind, like repeat. Repetitive, and also I got to thinking in an instant, because if something's going to happen, it's going to turn around, it's going to happen quickly.
That's right.
Now, quickly doesn't have to mean right now,
right.
Depending on the circumstances going on. The woman that was here with the issue of blood had been going through her issue for forever and ever and ever, and then she was healed because she touched the hem of the garment. So even further out, if you've been dealing with something for some years, and then he says he's going to do it, and he does it within the next six months or so, and you've been waiting 10 years, it's still an instant. Because he didn't let you wait a whole year. So instant has no time frame on it.
Amen.
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 So in an instant, given time to manifest again, which goes to say that there's power in the word. The words that we speak, the power and the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So earlier this week, let's see, I was talking to my scholars, and we were going through a lyrical analysis, which is basically when you pull the lyrics from a song and you break it down part by part, what they're trying to convey over to their audience, so that you are able to pull the emotion out of the song. So when it comes time for you to perform the song, you can put some emotion into it and it will touch the people. And I told them, just like you expect an emotion to come up out of you when you hear your favorite artist, you have to be able to give that back. I said, but in order for you to give it back, you have to do a lyrical analysis of the song to see what they're talking about. Because if you don't know what they're talking about, when you go up, get up to sing it, you're just going to be standing there. And I told them, that's not what we're going to do. And if you plan on standing there, maybe we should change your class now, because that's not what teacher I am. And so they were like, oh, okay, okay. So I think we're going over, We Shall Overcome. The school's name is Charles Finley, and he also wrote the song that led to We Shall Overcome. His song was called I'll Overcome Someday. And so there's some really repetitive parts in there. We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday. So as we were going through it, I was having them read paragraph by paragraph. And after we would read the paragraph, they would tell me what it is he was trying to say. And sometimes it took them a little minute to kind of break it down. They were like, we don't understand this. And I'm like, okay, well, let me rephrase it to you another way. And so I would rephrase, and they're like, oh, okay. And I did also tell them the song was written back in 1901, so, you know, I give y'all some grace because we are in 2017 and y'all can't decipher what's really going on during that time. So with that, I just noticed when we got to the repetitive part, it's almost like they would just die off on me. And I was like, what is going on? Because they were to read the paragraph. Everybody take a few seconds and then somebody tell me, what are they trying to say? So when it got to the part that they would say it three or four times, we shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome. And then they would go on and say the rest of it so that you could hear them articulate it. And I said, what's all that about? And they're like, what are you talking about? I said, they're still lyrics. Why are you cutting them short? Well, I mean, it just keeps repeating. I said, no. I said, it's on there for a reason. It repeats for a reason. I said, if I am coming to sing this song at a venue and you expect to feel something, you can't say, we shall overcome. I said, you can't do that. I said, this is the point of the song where it ought to build. I said, because you're going somewhere. I said, you're supposed to take me on a journey when you sing this song and not have me sitting there bored. So I would read it back to them, and one girl was like, you trying to show us up. I said, it's not my job to show you up. I said, I'm the teacher. I'll show you up in everything that you do because this is my area. I said, but that's not what I'm trying to do. I said, I'm trying to teach you something. I said, so if we shall overcome, we shall overcome. We will overcome. We shall overcome someday. And they were like, oh, my God. I said, yeah. And y'all going to overcome this dead spirit. I said, y'all trying to kill me. Oh, I got four more periods to go. But they got it. They were like, okay, okay. I said, so when you get to a part of the song where it begins to repeat again and again and again, I said, it's to create, I said, it's trying to, we're trying to take you somewhere. I said, so don't die out when it's just getting good. So, moving on, because I ain't written none of my notes, Jesus. Okay, so with that, I was just telling her that that sets a precedent for the rest of the song. Being after they, I show you this, show you like, showing the example that I gave them, that showing them that this is the standard that will follow in the future. So now that I've shown you how to do it, I expect it done to be done a certain way because you understand that it will take you somewhere. So there's something powerful about the things to be said that have to be done again. Mm-hmm. As in you hear what I said, I'm trying to give you a chance to grab hold of this concept or idea so that I can take you on this journey with me. So how many know everyone couldn't walk with Jesus?
Amen.
Everybody couldn't walk with Jesus. And he did some things with the disciples, and he had to show them again. And again, just like I showed the students, we call them scholars, I had to show them a couple times. I had to show them a few times. And so I'll take a look at Jesus just for an example. And the disciples that walk with him, he showed them things over and over and over again. And he was like, listen, I'm trying to give y'all a chance to get it before I got to go. I'm trying to give you a chance to get it before I go. Let's look at John 4:54. So I'm going to read this scripture, and then I'm going to jump back just a little bit. It says, this is John 4:54. This is the second sign that Jesus performed after he had come to Judea and Galilee. And so if I back up just a little bit, I'm not going to go all the way back like I have in my notes. I'm going to go back to, I'll go back to 46. It says, so Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had turned water into wine, and there was a certain royal office official whose son was sick in Capernaum. Having heard that Jesus had come back from Judea into Galilee, he went to meet him and began asking him to come down to heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not. The royal official pleaded with him, sir, do come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go, your son lives. The man believed what Jesus said to him and started home. As he was already going down the road, his servant met him and reported that his son was living. So he asked them at what time he began to get better. They said, yesterday. So they're already into the next day. He said, yesterday, they said, yesterday, during the seventh hour, the fever left him. Then the father realized that it was at that very hour when Jesus had said to him, your son lives. So even when we think about on repeat and him doing it again, sometimes it takes us the second to think back because he already did it. And sometimes I know ministers say, you'll catch this on your way home.
Right.
He caught this on his way home to realize that was at the very hour when he said it that he healed him. He had already did it. But it took for me to have to think about it again. So we have to think about things sometimes over again to catch it. We don't catch it immediately. All right, so now many times does the Lord have to tell, the Lord has to tell us stuff for us to move. He tells us things several times, I've noticed, and I know even for me, myself, I'm just going to talk about myself, I ain't talking about nobody else. He has to tell me something, and I'll be like, I don't know, Lord. Like, I don't know. And he'll be like, okay, here it is again. And I'll be like, well, I'm kind of getting there. And I had to think to myself last night, I said, I ain't going to say we get on the Lord's nerves, but I'm like, he showed up my repeating stuff. I was like, why is that? Because, you know, I'm with me like that. Do what? Do what? It's got to come around the corner of the naysayers, and it's got to go down the avenue of repeat it again because I'm not quite sure what I thought you said. Down the cul-de-sac to I think I'm just about ready, and he says, stop taking the long way home. Hop on the interstate and just get there. Catch this so I can move. I think we delay ourselves sometimes when the Lord tells us something, and we like, oh, okay, that was, you know, that was good to hear. Thanks, Lord. No, it's not just good to hear. I need you to move, and I need you to act now. Because things can happen a lot more speedily if we would just move in him, and we have to trust him for it. So that when he does do it again, it don't take long. And he can go do something else again. And he'll do something else again. Amen? So I'm just jumping. So as I was going through and thinking about the miracle that Jesus did in John chapter 4, I thought about some other things. I was like, well, you know, the angels, they sit on the throne saying again and again and again and again, holy, 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 holy. And I was at home yesterday, holy, holy. I just repeated myself like I was on the throne. Holy, holy. I about hopped out the bed. Holy, holy, holy. I said, my God. I said, if I had to stand this hell up, I said, I would lose it. I said, I think I would be on the floor. I said, because he is that holy. And something, and that's why he has to repeat things to us, that he is holy. That he is a miracle worker. That he will, he's here to save and deliver us. And we have to hear it again and again and again so it permeates our heart. Because it begins to turn our heart. And we can receive what he's saying. I think that's why he doesn't so much mind repeating what he has to say. Because he knows it has to break through some barriers to get through to your heart so you can for real hear me. Because he's knocking the whole time. And he's like, let me in. And he knows that we're not doing it out of ignorance or to be defiant. It's got to break through some stuff. It's got to break through some stuff so you can for real hear me. Shut all of them out. Push stop on that play that keeps rewinding in your head. Shut that off and let this take play. Let this take play over and over again. It's to say a lot of times when you get prophetic words, just listen to it. Let it get down in you and let just listen to it. Even if you just be like, I don't know yet. I don't know yet. That's just even like the power of affirmations in the morning. It's only so many times that you can speak it before you start to believe it, before your body starts to believe it, before you start moving in that vein, before you start walking like that in your body and how you exemplify it and it exudes out of you and it permeates out of you and you're just walking around and people are like, you know what, she is so much more confident. You don't know what the Lord has done for me because he's holy, he's holy, he's holy, he's magnificent, he's all glory. And they talked about how his train filled the temple. So I'm jumping. Let me get to this other scripture. Amen. Let's jump to Isaiah 6. And one, Isaiah 6:1, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and exalted, with the train of his royal robe, filling the most holy part of the temple. Mm-hmm. Above him, seraphim stood. Each one had six wings. With two wings, he covered his face. Mm-hmm. With two wings, he covered his feet. There's another version that says, with two twain, he flew.
twain means two, and called out to another saying, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Let me get to the King James because that's the version that I want. Let me read this again. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up in his train, filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, each had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. Now, I just want to jump off this for just 2 seconds. When I think about the word again, and that he flew with two wings, and that his two wings covered his feet, and two wings covered his face, I looked at how the body is designed and that he did that again. When he created one eye, he did it again, and he created the other eye. When he did it, created one hand, he created the other hand, so he did it again. This is something that is repetitive throughout the Bible and even characteristic of how things are designed, that he tends to do things again. This is how he operates.
Amen.
He does it again. You have two hands, you have two feet, you have two ears, you have two eyes. He did it again.
Yeah.
And cried unto one, to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said, I'll stop there. So I just want to talk about the very the post shook and the door moved at his voice. That was a vibration. It had so much in it. It was filled with so much that it moved the post and it moved the door. Just as when the Lord tells us something and the more we hear it, it has to move past our inner courts, our outer courts, and it gets into our inner courts. It permeates. So just as he spoke holy, 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 and the post moved and the door opened, the Lord tells us stuff and it has to move past the crustation on your heart, from people letting people harden your heart. It has to get to your innermost where the tender place is, where he says, I know you'll hear just one more time, and that's going to be the very thing that takes you over.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm grateful that he chooses to do it again, because it means something when he chooses to do it again. He also gave it to the prophet that when it's confirmed by two or three, because he will give it to you again.
Yeah.
That's him confirming it.
Yeah.
That's him moving past. He said, I don't care what they said.
Right.
He said, I don't care what they said the report was. I don't care what they said you couldn't do. I don't care what nobody said. I don't care what the atmosphere pretends to set up. We can push through that where he gets through and he's able to heal. He's able to deliver because he'll do it again. What he did before, he'll do it again. And even when it comes to healing and deliverance and all of that, that's because you had to practice something again and again and again. At first, I'm just reading it. The second time, I read it again for comprehension because I'm taking these classes that Apostle is teaching. And once I've read it again and I'm at home, something goes off in my mind and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I start thinking about the Jezebel class again that I took because I met somebody and they ain't quite my cup of tea, Lord. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on? And he was like, I'm yet working on your heart. I'm trying to get through. You know what this is because I've already taught you. So it goes from just reading and comprehending that it gets down in you, that it has to bubble up and it has to spill out.
Yeah.
You might end up doing deliverance on somebody at work, but this is him doing it again. This is the practice of doing it again. He did it again in our character. So we have two hands, two feet, two ears. He lets you hear it again. He will push past your heart. Stop the tape. Let it run again. Amen. Let it overflow. Let it run again. Amen. I'm dead.
Amen.
Holy, holy, holy.
What?
Right on. Hallelujah.
Right.
But I just think the word that was presented to us today, and I heard that song too.
Yes, in the hymn book.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If he did it before, he could do it again.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
But especially when you talked about healing in this room from this fly. Hallelujah. Rebuke this fly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How sometimes we hear God and don't respond right away. It takes multiple times for us to actually respond, you know, because I remember a lot of those episodes where I'm in the bed waking up,
yeah.
And God wants you to read something, and then I roll over and say, nah, that's not what I heard. I'm tired.
Right.
I need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then, what, 30 minutes later, you're not asleep, so
yeah. You
won't get back to sleep until
yeah.
you do what you're supposed
yeah.
to be doing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we just thank God for that sermon, and
Amen.
We also got another dynamic preacher that's
going
to come up and give us the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Caroline.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to come out of the center. Hallelujah. Amen. You hear apostles say all the time we're a prophetic house, right?
Amen.
God is awesome, because why did he take me to the same thing?
Amen.
I mean the same
Amen.
Book, the same chapter, the same verse.
Amen.
God is just awesome like
Amen.
That. So you could have done the whole thing. Amen. 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 Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to take over this place, Lord God. Decrease me in you. Increase in me, Father God. Lord God, use my mouth as a mouthpiece of yours, Lord God. And Lord God, let the people receive what you have to say on today, Father God. Lord God, let us open up to hear your word, Father God. Lord God, I ask you to manifest, Father God. I ask you to move in a mighty way, Father God. Lord God, as I read, Lord God, that you read for me, Father God. It is in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got to get this one. Amen. As I said, we came out the same book, the same chapter, and the same verse. And I'm just going to have my place. Sorry about that, y'all. John 4:46-54. Okay. Amen. Okay. And I'm just going to read starting at verse 46. And I'm reading the New King James Version. Amen. So Jesus came again in Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick in Capernaum. That right there. Amen. Amen. And like Christina said, the subject was Jesus did it again. And I looked up again, and we know what again is. We know it's a repeat of things. And I was just looking up different words, and it says anew,
mm-hmm.
replay,
mm-hmm.
in addition,
mm-hmm.
repetition,
yeah.
over,
yeah.
afresh,
mm-hmm.
repeatedly.
Yeah.
So when Jesus do things, or when we do things again and again and again, it's repetitiously. It's we're doing it over
mm-hmm.
and over until we get it right.
Yeah.
Amen. And John 2:11 says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. But it was saying that it was showed that he did a miracle first
mm-hmm.
in Galilee when he turned the water into wine. That was his first miracle
mm-hmm.
in Galilee.
And I'm just going to start reading. And John 4:47, it says, when he heard that Jesus was come out to Judea and to Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Many of us, like the disciples, we have to see the miracles. We have to see it physically. We have to see it manifest like that. Well, the noblesman that came see Jesus, he had to hear about it. He heard what Jesus did, and he came by faith. And that's what we have to do, is believe by faith that God can do it again in our lives. So he walked up to him and by faith and said, okay, I've heard that you've done the wine. You turned the water into wine, so I need you to heal my son. And in 48 it says, then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. 49, the noblesman said unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. So Jesus is saying in 48, people have to see the signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yeah.
They have to physically see it. How many of us have to physically see Jesus do some things in our lives?
Yeah.
We have to physically see that he's worked some things out in our lives.
Yeah.
And we don't do it by faith because we're still growing. But once we get to that point of faith, we start believing. Then we go to him and say, okay, God, I need you to work this thing out for me. I need you to work this miracle in my life again.
Mm-hmm.
So God has showed you before that he did some things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
We went to him before we got saved, and we always worry about this, and we worry about that, and we don't know how it's going to work out. So once we get saved, that's when God moves in your life. So he's already said, like Sister Cassina, Minister Cassina said earlier, he's moved. He's already showed you before. But because you was in the world, you didn't notice that he moved before. So when you get saved, you start noticing he did it over. He did it again. He repeated what he said he'd do. And he talks to you, but as you say, We turn over.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to hear that, you know. Okay, God, I hear you, but yeah, but what about this?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, in John 50, it says, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. So he believed then that my son is healed, because Jesus said my son is healed.
Mm-hmm.
He repeated himself in 50, go. He lives. He's not dead. 51, and it says, and as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. So they've already saying, hey, it's a repeat thing. Because Jesus already spoke it. So as he was coming down, the disciples and the service was saying, hey, your son is healed. That's a repetitious thing.
Right.
So he kept hearing it repeatedly. So
yes.
As he walked away, he received that his son still lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start hearing God move in your life and start showing you things, you notice that you are starting to walk by faith more and more. You are starting to proclaim things, declare and decree things in Jesus' name by faith. And he's telling you, just believe in me. And he's saying repetitionally, believe in me. He's saying, watch me move this thing for you. Believe in me. So he's doing it over and over. How many of us have lost jobs? We have lost jobs, and God has blessed us with another one.
Again.
We have been sick before. God has healed you yet again. Many of us lost homes. He's blessed you with it again.
Yeah.
So he's doing it again.
Yeah.
It says in 51, and as he was now going down, the servants were saying, I'm sorry, met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. And John 20 and 31, it said, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. So it is written that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God. So if he's Jesus and he's the Son of God, and if he say, I do it again, or I've done it again, and I'm moving in your life again, he is the Son of God. So he said, I do it.
Yes.
So you, when he's moving again in your life, you acknowledge who he is.
Yeah.
Again. Many of us has repeated the same thing, and out of that, we still worry and wonder how we are going to get out of it. And it shows, it's showing us in the word that he has done it once. So what makes you think he can't do it again? He showed you that he's healed you. He showed you that he's provided income. He showed you that you have a roof over your house, over your head. He showed you that your family can be saved. He showed you that unity. He showed you love. He showed you different things in your life. Not only in the word, he showed you by your walking. I repeat doing things for you. I redo it repeatedly for you. I long as you worship me repeatedly, I can move in your life repeatedly.
Yeah.
John 52, it says, then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever hath left. John 53 says, so the Father knew that it was the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and the, his whole house ended up believing.
Yes.
So he recognized as he was going that God had already healed the son.
Yeah.
He recognized that he's already moved repeatedly in his life. So once he did it and he started believing and having that faith, his whole house started having the faith.
Yeah.
His whole house started believing. So that was a repeat a thing again.
Yeah.
Again. So if he did it for me here and I'm walking by faith, my whole house is going to be saved. So how many of us, our whole house will be saved because God has moved again in your life? God has moved some things out of the way and put some other things in your life to show you that, yes, I am Jesus and I can do it again. I can put you in some situations. I can take you out of some situations because I am God and I can move on your behalf again.
Yes.
It says, as I said before, we worry, we wonder about the same problem or a different problem.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get out of it? But then the light bulb goes off because God is speaking to us. I'm kind of reading off this because I had it all in my head. Amen. God is speaking to us, and we did not move then. Let me read that over. I apologize. But then the light bulb goes off and causes God is speaking to us. You did, and I wrote it down. I did it then, and what makes you think I can't do it now? The noblesman had faith. Where is yours? The noblesman heard about the first miracle. So when the noblesman went the second again, he knew that God would move in his life. So you knew that God would move then. What makes you think he won't move now? A lot of us worry about things that's going on in our life right now. We worry about things that, like the hurricanes that's going on and the tornadoes, the earthquakes. But 9/11, he brought us through then. So what makes you think he can't bring us through again?
Right.
Amen.
So we have to realize that God is doing things again, and it's repetitious. And he's trying to get our attention. And once we get it to our attention and how he will elevate, and then we start worshiping again. Because when 9/11 hit, we all was on our knees praying. So now all the hurricanes hit and all the tornadoes and the earthquake hit, he said, do it again. Worship me again. Praise me again. And watch him move again. 54 says this again, the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea unto Galilee. The NIV in Matthew 22 and 29 says, Jesus answered and said to them, you are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. You have to know the scriptures. You have to know the power of God. To know Jesus, you can do it again and again. In John 2 and 9, what we just read, water, he turned water into wine. John 4 and 46, the noble's man's son, he healed him. Luke 5 and 6, Jesus showed them to catch the fish.
Yep.
And Mark 1 and 26 and Luke 4 and 35, demon-possessed man in the synagogue, he healed them, him. He's showing it repetitiously. Do y'all see that? In Matthew 8 and 14, Mark 1 and 31, Luke 4 and 38, Peter's mother-in-law was healed. He's showing the miracles over and over and over again. And Matthew 9 and 2, Mark 2 and 3, Luke 5, 18. And I may be going a little fast because my time is running out. He healed the paralyzed man. In John 5 and 5, the homeless man was healed. In Mark 3 and 1, Matthew 12 and 10, Luke 6 and 6, he healed the withered hand. So God is doing things repetitiously. He's doing things repeatedly. Not only is he healing and showing miracles and signs, he's doing it in your life.
Yeah.
So you have to recognize that he's moving in your life yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you've done what you've done or you walked away, God is still doing things again.
Yeah.
God says, praise me and worship me again and watch me move again. Watch me move repetitiously. Watch me move anew, afresh, over, repeatedly. God said that I can do it again.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 That's all I have. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise in the house. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for those two ministers that come up and preach a dynamic word of God. You know, that is a great anointing to have. Hallelujah. Even Sister Sherelle will bless you with the great anointing of her word.
Amen.
Even Sister Yvonne, you have some powerful women.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God, how God really works in this house.
Amen.
Small house, but big.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and have a time of prayer. So if anyone needs
Amen.
Prayer,
Amen.
We're going to go ahead and open it up for prayer.
Hallelujah.
You got something? Okay. Well, I did have a worship. So. Oh, okay. Okay. Shows you so much of prophetic going on. I was getting ready to bring up a song too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is moving in this house. Hallelujah. So as we get prepared for this song, we're going to go ahead and play this song, and then we're going to go ahead and pray for anyone that needs prayer. And then we'll go ahead and have our announcement and then dismiss. We have an announcement. Okay. So I pray for anointing on someone else being able to work the music back there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He is
trying to do the best I can. Only God could be in two places at once. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God. The message was Jesus did it again.
Yes.
We're invoking the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. We are standing here on this altar in agreement for your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying because we believe, hallelujah, with unfaltering faith, hallelujah, that you will do it, hallelujah. We believe in the suddenly, glory to God, hallelujah, that you would do it right now. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, this blessed couple is standing here right now in agreement. We're all in agreement for this healing. There's more than two touching and agree, glory to God. And we, God, believe you're in the mix, God. We ask right now, God, that you would saturate, hallelujah, the hip bone, glory to God, the joint, hallelujah, the muscles, the tendons, and we prophesy to that joint right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command you to come in alignment with the word of God and the will of God, that it works the way you ordained it from the day he was born. He didn't come with the pain. Glory to God. We declare and decree he will not leave with that pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you rub your healing balm of Gilead and let it penetrate the joints, glory to God, even in the marrow. All pain subside. Right now. Right now. Right now. We bind every hindering spirit off of both of them in the name of Jesus, that he'll run and not be weary. That they will walk and not faint together. Eshanda, give them beauty for ashes. Give them double for their trouble. Bless the work of their hands and add more grace to their marriage. Add more grace to their finances. Add more grace to their ministry. And turn up the fire of the anointing even more. When the enemy thinks he want to attack, he can do nothing but run.
Hallelujah.
We declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus, their children are blessed.
Yes.
Their lives are blessed.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper.
Yes.
We believe it, we claim it, we receive it, and we bind you, Satan. You're already bound, and we bind you some more.
Hallelujah.
Get back. God, we ask that you will let the east winds of judgment for this couple blow against every form of the enemy, his blueprint, his plots, his schemes, and any altar that he tries to build up around them.
Yes, Lord.
That you will burn it down with your fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we fill it with the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And the anointing is activated. Our hands are on fire, and I believe that that healing virtue, glory to God, has been activated and is it's working right now.
Name of Jesus.
Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Thank you.
every plane, all planes fly to and fro, Lord God. Today,
thank you. life, Lord God. And Lord God, through this tragedy, Lord God, that they recognize you, Lord God, that they give you all the glory and all the honor that you deserve, Father God. And Lord God, that we'll be on one accord and that they will be in unity, Lord God, crying holy, holy, holy to you, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up our apostle, Lord God. Lord God, as she travels the highway, Lord God, and travels the airways, Lord God, that you keep her, Father God. And Lord God, as you keep her, Lord God, have her a safe takeoff, Lord God, and a safe landing as she comes in tomorrow, Father God. Lord God, dispatch your warning angels to stand beside her, Lord God, to fight, Lord God, in the spirit realm, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, cover her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. Give her what she needs, Lord God. And Lord God, as you give her what she needs, Lord God, that you will move in a mighty way, Father God. And Lord God, as they see, Lord God, the anointing on her life, Lord God, and Lord God, the glory on her life, Lord God, whoever is not saved, Father God, that they will ask, Lord God, what must they do, Lord God? We thank you, Lord God, that they will be saved, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that the flame will land safe, Lord God. And Lord God, that you, Lord God, are God in the pilot, Lord God. And Lord God, that you take control, Lord God, of the machine, Lord God, because you, Lord God, created the man that created the aircraft, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're moving about, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you covered, Lord God, not only that plane, Lord God, but every plane that's in the air, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that they will land safe, Father God, in their destination, Father God. And Lord God, as the proper way comes back home, Lord God, that she will have the peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God, that she will rest, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you move in a mighty and abundant way, Lord God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you, Lord God, because you are, Lord God, the Abba Father, Lord God, the Alpha and the Omega, Father God. You are the beginning and the end, Lord God. And Lord God, if you brought her home before, you would do it again, Lord God. So we thank you for her safe travel. We thank you, Lord God, even, Lord God, for each and every person, Lord God, that lifted her up, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless their homes, Lord God. Bless their hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. We come against any attack against her life in the name of Jesus. No backlash spirits. No lying right now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are walking with her, Lord God. Bless her feet, Lord God, as she walks, Lord God, that she's breaking up the shallow ground, Lord God. In your name, Lord God. We thank you. We are nothing without you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We lift you up on high, Lord God. Without you, we're nothing. We thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
September the 15th, the apostle will be speaking at Task Ministries at 7 p.m. I believe it's on Facebook, but she's calling for God's remnant army to come forth with her. I put the address on here. It's 7998 East 10th Street. I don't know the zip code, but I can pull it up and try to get it to you guys. Also remember, Apostle will be speaking also on the 24th of September at the Powerhouse and Deliverance Church at 4 p.m. at 3010 East 56th Street. The zip code is 46220. And also, just a reminder, anyone that want to be baptized, we are looking in the month of October. Amen. If you want to get baptized, just get with me and I'll get your name and everything down and give it to Apostle. Amen. That's basically it. I want to thank you for continuing using the front door, entering and exiting the front door. Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, no foods, no drinks in the sanctuary. This is God's sanctuary. We want to keep it honored, and that way it stay clean. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead and dismiss.
Amen.
Everyone will stand if you're able to stand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we just pray right now, Lord, that you continue to protect us on our journey home, Lord. We ask you to continue to allow provisions for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Allow no weapon formed against us to prosper in any form or fashion, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all you have done and all the things you will continue to do in our lives, Lord. So, Lord, as we leave this place, but never your presence, Lord, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you for joining us. Have a blessed week.